I was about 24 years old the first time I ever heard the song titled When I'm 64. It was written by Paul McCartney. And it's about a couple that the guy's asking this lady, hey, you want to get together and we could be husband and wife, and when we're older, I could be handy mending the fuse, and you could be knitting sweaters. And the song asked the question, will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64? Well, when I heard that, of course, I played that for my wife, and from time to time, I'd remind her and ask the question, will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64? And then it's amazing how fast the last 40 years have just gone, four decades, from being an incredibly young man with the entire world ahead of me to being 64 today. And I have no idea how to express that in words that a person could even begin to comprehend what a short time 40 years is. It's just boom. You know, a year is only 12 months, and 10 years, therefore 124 months. And so if you multiply that before, it's not many months, four decades. It's truly not. It's just a flash. The Bible says our life is a vapor, you know, and that our lives are kind of like a flower that comes out and then withers away. And we read that and we go like, yeah, but we don't get it. I mean, we try to get it. And I think I've always had this idea that life is going fast. That's some wisdom. The Bible teaches us to redeem the time, which means that time is the most valuable thing. You know, it's what we, you know, you've got today, and what will you do with it? And therefore, the psalmist prayed, you know, Lord, teach me to number my days, because they're going quick, right? That I might incline my heart to wisdom. That is, that I could make wiser choices on what to do with these opportunities that I have. And if you're like me today, and your health is good enough that you actually have choices, you can actually ask yourself, what will I do today? How incredibly blessed is that to have choices, to be able to say, God, thank you for giving me a health to be able to stand on my feet, and a brain that I can think, and a voice that I can speak, and hands that I can work, and Lord, that you've given me this day, and what shall I do with it, Lord? I do know that at 64, I can tell you the things that I thought might be more important in my life, like having a degree or, you know, certain accomplishments in life. Those things that I thought might mean something mean absolutely nothing. And the things that are valuable are, well, is who I get to spend this time with. I'm blessed, so blessed, to get to spend it with an incredible person. My favorite person in the world, my wife Dawn, and I get to spend it with her, and that what an incredible blessing, and that matters. That choice matters. The times that I have been able to invest in the kingdom, the times that God has let me be a part of what He is doing, and that I got to be a part of that. That's what a blessing. I mean, what an incredible thing that the King of the universe is doing this thing, and he says, Joe, I'd like for you to play this little role in what I'm doing. That just blows me away, and I still get to do that. And you can too. A life that you can encourage, a Christian that you can send a word to encourage, somebody that you can love in the name of Jesus, a hungry person you can feed, a needy person that you can help. There's so many opportunities to invest in eternity today. We don't want to lay up treasure here. The Bible says don't lay up treasure here, because it's going to rot. And man, there are storage buildings all across the country with this stuff just wasting away. But the Bible says to invest in eternity, in heaven, where the thief can't steal it. and the rust can't destroy it, and the moth can't eat it. It's there. And we can do that for the glory of God. Time is a passing. What will you do with it? We can never ask ourselves that question enough. I hope you are blessed, and I hope and I pray that God will show you something special that you can do for Him on this day. Have a blessed day.